Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The young man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, we saw Jesus' mercy in action in his story of the Good Shepherd's compassion and fidelity in searching for the lost sheep. It appeared again in the love of the Father who waited anxiously day after day for the return of his lost prodigal son. And in today's gospel, we see it again. We see Jesus' spontaneous mercy and love in the gospel story of the raising from the dead of the son of the widow of Nain. It's important, though, if we want to really capture this text, to pay attention to a very small detail. Luke, the evangelist, tells us that when Jesus saw her, the widowed mother, who was now without her only son, when Jesus saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier and said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. It's very important to notice what seems at first like a rather insignificant detail. As Jesus walks into the crowd that has gathered for the funeral, his attention is not focused primarily on the deceased son, as one would expect. No, Jesus looks instead at the widowed mother. She is now the poor, vulnerable person in this story. She's the Anawim. She's the one who's going to be abandoned by society now that her son is dead. She'll be shunned and basically left to die on the outskirts of the village. Of course, that's hard for us to comprehend in our own day and age, but unfortunately, that's the way it was in Jesus' day. The childless widow was now looked upon as a person shunned by God. But the gospel, the good news, surprises us by pointing the camera to Jesus' contemplative, merciful heart. The gospel tells us that the moment that Jesus sees her, his heart is moved with compassion, and he responds by returning the dead son to life. And in raising the son back to life, he's saving this widowed mother the shame of being looked down upon as one of society's nobodies, an invisible person to the rest of the world. Could it be that Jesus sees his own mother in her poor, suffering face, wondering what will happen to her the day that he dies? The people in the funeral procession are deeply moved by his gesture of compassion, so much so that John the Baptist, after hearing of the miracle, sends two of his disciples to Jesus to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" In other words, who is this man who lifts up the poor and the downtrodden, who cares for sinners and lepers, for widows and orphans? Who is this man, Jesus, for us?